This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indonesian workers and residents were assessing the damage on Wednesday of a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that killed at least 268 people. More than 1,000 people were injured in Monday's tremor on the island of Java, and many remain missing. While the magnitude would typically be expected to cause light damage to buildings and other structures, experts say proximity to fault lines, the shallowness of the quake, and inadequate infrastructure that cannot withstand earthquakes all contributed to the damage. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is contesting his defeat in the October election and calling on the electoral authority to annul votes cast on more than half of electronic voting machines used. Bolsonaro cited a software bug that independent experts have said didn't affect results. The leader of Bolsonaro's Liberal Party and an auditor hired by the party said they were asking the electoral authority to invalidate all votes cast on the machines. Ukrainians needing basic services if Russia knocks out power stations and other facilities this winter can turn to special so-called invincibility centers, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday. Thousands of centers spread across the country will offer electricity, heat, water, internet service, mobile phone connections, and a pharmacy free of charge and around the clock. Russian attacks have knocked out power for long periods to up to 10 million consumers at a time. Ukraine's national power grid operator said on Tuesday the damage was colossal. This is VOA News. Four people have been detained over a fire at an industrial trading company in central China that killed 38 people. Authorities say the fire on Monday was caused by welding sparks that ignited cotton cloth being stored at the facility. The mayor was quoted in state media saying two of the company's employees and two from a clothing firm were detained. An accountant has testified that former U.S. President Donald Trump claimed a decade of huge tax losses, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
His longtime accountant testified that Donald Trump reported losses on his tax returns every year for a decade, including nearly $700 million in 2009 and $200 million in 2010. Donald Bender, a partner at the firm that handled Trump's personal tax returns, said Trump's reported losses from 2009 to 2018 included net operating losses from some of the many businesses he owns through the Trump Organization. The company is charged with helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. If convicted, the company could be fined more than $1 million. The former president is not charged in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Argentines in Buenos Aires watched in disbelief as their country lost their inaugural World Cup match against Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Hundreds of people dressed in blue and white met at a public park very early in the morning to watch the match on a giant screen. Saudi Arabia scored one of the biggest World Cup upsets ever by beating Lionel Messi's Argentina 2-1 Tuesday. Updated COVID-19 boosters offer increased protection against new variants in people who have previously received up to 4 doses of the older vaccine, a real-world study in the United States showed. The study of over 360,000 people offers the first evidence that the new vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna provide better protection compared to the original shots. The suspect in the mass shooting that killed 5 people and wounded 17 at an LGBTQ nightclub in the U.S. state of Colorado has been transferred to jail from the hospital where he was in police custody, police said on Tuesday. Police held the 22-year-old on initial charges, including 5 counts of first-degree murder and bias crimes. Find more on our website, including our podcasts, Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.